But it's not your responsibility to make the sick well. It's your responsibility to, and your authority, to use your authority to lay hands on them. But it's his ability that will get them well. Did you get it? And so when we understand that we are workers together with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. In other words, if we will do our part, whoo, he will do his part. And we got some evidence in our lifetime too on this earth. I said, we have some evidence. We have some proof. And there's some witnesses in our lifetime that there have been people we laid our hands on and they recovered. Hallelujah. That don't mean you won't ever die, because it's appointed unto man once to die. That don't mean you won't ever die, but you'll live the number of your days out. Hallelujah. And when we learn how to be workers together with God, then God can perform, bring to pass, do what he said, and he have promised us and said to us in his word. Hallelujah. He has said to us in his word, with God. Or who are you with? Who are you with? Lord. With God. Jesus. There are no impossibility. All things are possible to who? To him that believeth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. For we are workers together with God. For we are, 1 Corinthians 3:9 says, for we are laborers together with God. You're God's husband. You're God's building. We are laborers together with God. We're workers together. We've been authorized with the authority in the name of Jesus to do it. And Jesus told us to go. Luke 9:60. Listen to what Jesus said. See, a lot of times we get sidetracked. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury the dead, but go you thou and preach the kingdom of God. That's our job, to preach the kingdom of God. What you mean, let the dead bury the dead? Those that dead don't want the gospel, don't waste your time with it. Go preach the kingdom of God to people that want it. Amen. Why are you going to waste your time? They don't want it. They didn't tell you they didn't want it. Go on. Like I heard old Robert said, they said it about him. They asked him a question. What are you going to do? You got a prayer line and you're praying for people and they die. That person die on you in the prayer line. What you going to do? Next. Keep right on moving. I mean, they haven't died. What you going to do? Next. If I don't have no witness in my spirit and no gifts flowing to raise from the dead, I'm going to keep moving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, go preach the kingdom of God. Let the dead bury the dead. I promise they'll get buried and mourned over too. Come on. Amen. I mean, they dead. Hallelujah. Jesus, God sent Jesus into the world, and now he's sending us. He has sent us into the world. Jesus came and he accomplished what God sent him to do. Amen. Amen. And John 17, 18. And thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I sent them into the world. See, we've been sent by Jesus. What are we to preach? The gospel. What are we to do? What are we to preach it? With authority. Knowing that we have the authority to cast out devil, to speak with new tongues. Serpent bite us, we can keep on moving. Amen. Hallelujah. Drink some Purex, Clorox, and keep on moving. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus commissioned us. Now, I want to give you John's. I gave you Matthew. I gave you Mark. Let me give you John's. John 20. Look what Jesus said. John 20 and 21 through 23 I'm going to read. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. As my Father has what? Sent me, even so send I you. Verse 22. And when he had said this, what happened? He breathed on them and said unto them, what? Receive you the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sin you remit, they are remitted unto them. By the way, whoever you forgive, they are forgiven. Whosoever sin you retain, they shall be retained. The one you won't forgive, they'll still be there. Hallelujah. This was right after the resurrection and before the ascension of Jesus ascending on high, taking his seat at the right hand of God. This would happen. This was right after his resurrection when he told them that. When he breathed on them, he said what? Receive ye the Holy Ghost. He breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. What was he saying? What was he saying? Receive you eternal life. That's what he was saying. It could have been talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit or being filled with the Spirit, the evidence of speaking with tongues, because the Holy Ghost had not yet been given. You can't receive something that hadn't been given. He said, Pastor, give me $100. I said, okay, I promise I'll give it to you next week. You can't receive it today because it's not yet given. Is that plain enough?